The Oscars are this Sunday, and as far as we know, there will be no host. Also, if the producers get their way, it'll be shorter than usual to keep the ratings from slipping as they have in recent years. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So there's been a lot of controversy around the Oscars this year, of course, involving Kevin Hart. A lot of the nominees have been lightning rods for controversy. Do you think that that's helped generate buzz for the Oscars this year, or are we likely to, the day after, find out that, again, it's the lowest Oscar ratings in a long time?
Yes. We're actually likely to see both of those things happen. There will be people who watch the Oscars to see if it's a train wreck, to see movies that they don't like do better than perhaps they think they should. I'm sure there's a lot of that will go on. But, you know, the Oscars have sort of two purposes, really. One of them is for it to be a successful TV event, for it to get a lot of viewership. Mm-hmm. But the other goal, of course, is to showcase Hollywood's film industry in a way that makes it look cool and makes it look respectful. And so to have months and months where there's all of these stops and starts, that's the part that I think is problematic for the Academy and for the Oscars and even for ABC. Even though they might get a little more viewership because of these controversies, I don't think this is something they particularly wanted or that they think ultimately is a good thing for the broadcast.
Well, they've already pulled the old let me get the wrong envelope and read out the wrong Best Picture nominee trick, so they can't do that again. But here's what happened. By the way, this is not the first time that the Oscars has been hostless. It did that 30 years ago, and it wasn't pretty. Listen.
But you said goodbye to Grumpy and Sleepy, left the dwarves behind, came to town to stay. Lights keep on burning.
Okay, I'm not even going to make us listen to any more of that, but that's Rob Lowe. It can't get that bad again, right?
It absolutely can. But anybody who remembers when James Franco and Anne Hathaway hosted might have some flashbacks to that moment. But yeah, that, of course, is the danger of putting someone who is a very talented actor in a situation where they have to be funny and entertaining in maybe a way that they normally don't do. So I'm not surprised that they had a hard time finding somebody to replace Kevin Hart when he dropped out. And I'm not surprised that a lot of people think it's going to be a train wreck without a host. And it's hard to take a performer that you don't know very well and give them some material that they can shine in, mm-hmm. In a 4-hour Oscar ceremony.
Okay, let's talk about the 4-hour part. Now, they want it to be 3 hours this year. Do you think it will? And do you think that will help with the ratings?
No, I don't think it's going to be that short, because many of the things that they tried to do to streamline the broadcast were rejected by members of the Academy. So I don't expect it to be any shorter. I also don't expect that's necessarily the problem with award shows. I think we're seeing with award shows that modern TV award shows are about one thing, which is sort of creating a spectacle that can live on virally, that people will talk about the next day. And the Oscars are sort of torn because part of what, like I said earlier, part of what they're trying to do is provide a tribute to the film industry and something that's respected and that is prestigious. But on the other hand, award shows now succeed by giving you spectacle that might, break the mold a little bit and be a little controversial. And so I think these two things are kind of at odds with each other. My prediction is that this Oscars will do a little better than the one that came before. It won't be a historic low, but fewer people are watching these shows. And I think the Academy and ABC and everyone who presents them just has to accept that fact and try to present a show that achieves all these different things as best they can, rather than trying to institute these drastic changes that shock all the people who are involved in, contributing to the award show in the first place.
Well, the thing I like about the Oscars is it gives me a sense of the movies that I should see if I want to see some of the best films. And I've been trying to watch all the Best Picture nominees, and I've got 7 out of 8, Eric. The last one left, which hopefully I will see before this weekend, is A Star is Born. But I saw Green Book, and it was great.
Yeah, you know, Green Book is a film, you know, of course, it's controversial. People have a problem with that film in part because it's a story about racial reconciliation. I think that in its success in other award ceremonies, people have heaped a lot of meaning on it that has taken it beyond what it actually accomplishes. And I think in particular, Peter Farrelly has made some speeches in accepting awards that made it seem like, you know, they solved racism in this movie. And what the movie depicts is a first step and should always sort of be considered that way.
Right. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.